Struggling to find the perfect gift this year? Don't panic. Head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and click the Holiday Ideas tab on the right. We just dropped brand new gift guides packed with brilliant, budget-friendly ideas for everyone on your list. Mom, Dad, the kids, even that impossible-to-shop-for uncle. From cozy home upgrades to genius gadgets that they'll actually use, we got you covered. AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Click Holiday Ideas today and make gift-giving merry, bright, and totally stress-free. Around the House Online, where the perfect gift is always at home.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your trusted source for all things home improvement. Whether you're tackling a DIY project, hiring it out, or just trying to keep your home running smoothly, you're in the right place. With over 30 years of remodeling experience, certified kitchen designer Eric G. takes you behind the scenes with expert advice, industry trends, and the latest innovations for your home. It's everything you need to know without the fluff. Now, let's get this show started with our host, Eric G. and John Dudley.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for home improvement information. Johnny, how we doing today, brother? Good to see you today.
Yeah, I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good, man. Excited. It's the weekend after Turkey Day. We're all fat and happy, feeling good. You're like, oh, it's Thanksgiving because you're in Columbia.
Yeah, and I'm finally out of the mountains, so I'm not wearing four layers of clothes. It's kind of hot today.
Nice, man. I love it. Now that we've kind of all got our bit of family out of our hair and it's the holidays and we're full on into it, I thought, let's talk about the Black Friday deals that were happening over the weekend here. And the hard part with this is I can't just say, hey, come down to my local business, because people don't care what's going on in Portland when you're in Long Island, New York, or Hawaii, or whoever else is catching us on the radio or podcast. So I figured almost everybody's got Amazon. So if you want to find it at your local store, feel free. But I thought, let's grab it on Amazon and come up with our top 10 buys, because I did a bunch of digging here to see what I could find on Amazon. And these are the best deals I could find out there. Maybe you can buy something for dear old dad or mom or your brother or sister, or heck, you're the only one doing it. Buy something nice for yourself.
Either way, that dive on Amazon is a deep rabbit hole, my friend.
Oh my gosh, I was doom scrolling for hours on this going, oh, that's cool. How do I cut it down to 10? Find out here. We'll find out. So let's dive in, brother. The first one here that I saw was a really good deal. And this is where you can get stuff. There's a lot of products out there, and you know this too, but there's a lot of products out there with a minimum advertised price that they can say. And it's, hey, that's why when you go around the stores and you're looking at something, you're like, why is it always $99? It's because they can't sell it any less than their dealer agreement. That's the bottom price. Yeah, with appliances, you're like, everything's the same. Well, it's because they sell it that way. But this is that time of year we can save some money. So on Amazon, I found these Lutron Diva Smart Dimmer Switch. And this is the Casita lighting. It's the hub. This is the perfect smart home starter pack for people. And what I like about it is it works pretty much just about in any house. And the other thing I like about it too is you can save some money too. And so Lutron to me for the DIY homeowner grade is like the perfect kind of starting point, because it's really simple. Once you wire it up like a regular switch, now you can sit there, and I like it for exterior lights, Johnny. So let's say you got a porch light and you're tired of turning it off and on, or you don't want to mess with it, or you leave it on all night and you're like, oh man, I wanted to turn that off
again. Right.
Again, you want to save some money. You punch in on the settings on it and go, I want this to turn off a half hour after sunrise, or turn on and 45 minutes before sunset, whatever you set it, and it automatically knows where it is. It's smart. You can grab your phone. And what's cool is you can turn that off and on from your phone anywhere in the world. So it's cool. So
nice.
And for $99, it gets you the switch. It gets you their little hub that runs all the rest of them in the house. So it's a great starter deal. And instead of $125, it's $99.95. So that's a pretty good deal there. So
it's like a cool parent gift,
right?
It's cool for anybody, but it's like a thing where like your parents would be, whoa, wow, really?
Really?
Dad, holy crap, I can actually turn that stupid outdoor light off.
Oh,
automatically?
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. And so it's, for me, it was awesome because I could sit there and change things when I'm traveling, for instance, I can look on and turn the light on, turn the light off. And if you do it inside, here's the fun part. If you want to mess with the kids, when they're in the living room watching TV and your other part in the house and they're watching some Stephen King novel, you could flicker the lights really cool.
Get all ghosty on them.
Oh yeah, you can sit there and just boom. And
they're terrible, man.
It's really fun. You can really mess with them a lot, which is fun. So
yeah, everybody needs a little childhood trauma. Come on.
Yeah, you got nothing to complain about if you don't have any trauma there. So let's have some fun with it. So let's have some fun. And that's, I don't know, to me, it's fun to play around with that stuff. You're just having fun with them and who cares? So
yeah, they'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Builds them stronger at that point. Now, the next one here, I thought is a deal for a starter toolkit. And Amazon's got this one locked in. Craftsman V20 cordless drill driver kit, half inch, battery charger included, $69.
Yeah, dude, I saw that one on the list. I was like, what? 20 volt and half inch. Like, it's, yeah, for $69. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. And what I like about that is that, one, it saves you some serious money. Two, it's Craftsman, which if you take it out of the case, it's just DeWalt on the inside. It's made in the same factory.
I'm going to date myself a little bit, but didn't Craftsman always have like lifetime guarantees on all their tools? That was like wrenches and stuff. I remember
that. Yeah. So pliers, all that stuff. Back in the day when there were Sears stores around.
Yep.
There might be a one around, but yeah, they sold that whole brand to Stanley Black & Decker.
Okay.
So Stanley Black & Decker, which is the parent company for DeWalt, it's now Craftsman, all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. So, like I said, dating myself a little bit.
You are, but that's okay. We all are.
Craftsman tool set with my Sears card in 1988, Eric, okay? So I could work on my 74 Blazer.
Nice. Mine is 77. I know what like that is. I know what's working on those.
You know you need tools.
A lot of them. But really, come on, for $69, it's regular $99. And I thought it was a good deal at $99, but it comes with a 2 amp hour battery. So it's that battery's worth more than $69 if you jump on the website. So that tells you.
Yeah, man, that's a great deal.
And I like that. So that's a cool one right there. Before we go out to break, I thought we'd jump on one more here. It's another Craftsman. And by the way, nobody's paying me to be doing these. This is not sponsored stuff. This is stuff that I go through and went, that's a good deal. So Craftsman oscillating tool. So it's your basic oscillating tool. This is a plug-in one, but it's 3 amp, includes a universal tool-free accessory system, blade, sandpaper, and tool bag. No, it's corded, but it's 41% off at $70. So $69.99.
Wow.
And that's to me, funny. Yeah.
It's one of those handy tools you just always need, and you never knew you needed it for the 17 things you find to do with it.
Dude. Seriously. And it's corded, and I'm not the biggest corded fan, but if you're on a budget or if you're just doing stuff around the house, who cares? But really 41% off for that. And it comes with the blades and the sandpaper and all that stuff. That is basic DIY toolkit, from cutting off a bolt to sanding to scraping. They make a little blade
super
for everything. Yeah. It's my favorite demo tool, by the way.
Really?
Here's why. If I want to cut apart
dynamite
excavator, right? That works well too. But really, when you're sitting there and you want to just cut something apart without ruining the wood, you want to just cut the nails right off, put a metal blade in there and you can go right between there. Saws all get the job done if you're throwing the wood away. But if you want to be a little more surgical versus a little more sledgehammer-esque, you can really cut stuff off quick.
Nice.
Now, I saw a hack that was a little shocking the other day that I don't know if I could do it, but I'm going to try it on mine. They come out of the tool and they offset, right?
Yeah.
So they've got a little bit of a L shape in command. Guy put two blades next to each other. So there was a half inch between them. He reversed one. And then he was cutting out drywall to put electrical in the wall.
Ah, nice.
Channel in the drywall. And I'm like, that's kind of trick. I don't know if that'd work, but I like it.
Yeah. Slick idea.
Yeah. Huh. I was like, all right. I see what you're doing. That's trick. Here comes my electrician joke, right? Where you go, yeah, that's too fast and probably too clean.
Yeah, I can't justify my cost when I can do it that easy.
Yeah, it's funny. I saw on one of the electrician's Instagram sites, they had a new tool that came out by Milwaukee. and it was a push broom for electricians. And I just thought that was freaking hilarious.
Nice.
Insert construction jokes here. All right, Johnny, we come back. I got some really cool ones here. And I wanted to talk as well here about some projects or some products that we can give to the relatives, maybe what we can give and maybe what we can't give that might be a bad idea. Let's talk about that when Around the House returns. Don't change that dial.
To find out more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Don't change that dial. Around the House will be right back after these important messages.
Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a 2-in-1 sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's AEROBroom.com. Sweep smart.
Hey guys, it's producer Jim over at the Around the House show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for home improvement information. Thanks for joining us today. Guys, guess what? We've been talking holidays here, but if you want to find out more about us, head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. And we're going to have this list up here as well on the website. We should have it up there by the time you hear this. And here's one other disclaimer I want to put in here. Some of these items could be totally sold out by the time you hear this, especially on the radio. This stuff can air over 24 hours. So these sales, they could be gone. They could be there. I have no control over that. So if this deal is gone on Amazon, take a look. It might come up. We'll have the links there. But it's just hard to say. Some of these things are so good, they could sell 1,000 truckloads and they had 900. And all of a sudden, you know, they're out. So I want to put a little
blame it on you.
You never know. So you never know. But if anything, head down to your local home improvement store, your independent contractor store down there, wherever you buy your stuff, and take a look and see if they what they got on the shelf if it's not on Amazon. Because quite frankly, I'd prefer you give those guys the business anyway. So maybe this can inspire you on the list. The next one here, man, Johnny, this is probably one of my favorite buys. And I tell you what, I like cool, fun tools. And this is a good one. Bora Speed Horse Sawhorses.
Yeah, nice.
These things are so tough. I've got these here. I'm pretty hard on sawhorses. You can set it up single-handedly, 1.6 seconds, and they hold 1,800 pounds.
Wow.
And they fold up super easy. You can make, and they've got adjustable heights, so you can really do some stuff with it. It makes it super easy to work with. I absolutely love these.
Best sawhorses
I can find. I think I bought them for $79 or $80 a piece at Home Depot. They have a two-pack for $107.33.
Nice.
And guys, when you want to find this stuff, head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. We'll have the list up here on the website so you can find it. And I'll put a link up on social media as well. But $107.33, 37% off, regular $170. That's a killer deal.
Considering how many I sawed in half a year, that's
I mean, like the Stanley plastic ones or whatever. Cost
by 90%.
Yeah. The bad part is once you cut those in half or cut enough of them, they just start to turn into jello.
Yeah.
They just turn into jello. So absolute garbage. These here, you'll know when you hit that heavy steel with that saw blade.
Yeah, this is a big difference.
Big difference. It will let you know. You'll go, oh, yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. And let's see. Let's go back to the list here. That's one of my favorites right there. And when we're getting into things like this, depending on who this is for, that's actually a great gift there for family, for dad, mom, whoever out there is handy. That is a good one. Now, if we go to the next one on the list here, this is another good one. And I like this one because who doesn't like home security? And I think home security can be fun when you're dealing with this stuff. And this is an indoor camera, right? This isn't the one, like, we'll talk about the other one here later. But this one here, I think, is cool because what you can do with this is it's an indoor camera. So you could put it in inside, plug it in. So you can plug it into your computer or wherever else, or Wi-Fi. And this thing here will rock for you. And what I think is cool about this, it's cheap, $39.99. And this is the Cora 2K indoor security camera. But the cool thing is you can steer it. So you can pan, tilt it, two-way audio, night vision, person tracking. So I think what's cool for this, what did I do with mine? I had mine in my shop. So I could see if anybody had gotten into my shop, I could zoom around with it.
Yep.
So if somebody is poking around the tools, they weren't hiding. I mounted it up the ceiling. And then I could see everything that's going on. And for $40, really easy to work with and fast, supports Apple HomeKit, Alexa, IFTT, all that good stuff. So it is a super smart way to go. Cheap tracking of your tools. If it's going in the garage, you could put it. Be careful, guys. Privacy concerns are always big. Let's be honest. Yeah. We don't want to be putting this any creepy places, but if you've got grandma out in the living room and you're trying to keep an eye on her and you want to make sure, get her permission and hey, let's put a camera in the living room. That way you can talk to us. We can talk to you. If you've got an issue, might not be a bad way to go, but super, super easy to work with and easy to operate right off the app. So again, super easy, $40. I like it.
Yeah, nice. And who doesn't like getting a camera? Come on.
Come on. That's a fun one. That's a fun one. Before we go out here, I tell you what, Johnny, this is another one of those that, you know, you get into these lists. And I tell you what, I really got stuck on this list because I just kept going down the list. This one here, I can tell you what, this is their other outdoor camera. And the thing that I liked about this is it has 4K night vision.
Wow.
Yeah, except when I've got people poking around my hot tub naked. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
That was not as cool.
Yeah, I apologize for that.
No, it wasn't you. Actually, I'm not entirely sure who it was. We'll leave it at that, but it wasn't me, and it wasn't my hot tub. It's always interesting when you're on a vacation and you can see what's going on in your hot tub. But anyway, a Cora 4-megapixel camera. It's the hub, so it helps with that. Pro Wi-Fi, true color night vision security camera outdoor. And all I'll say was the full moon was out last that night when I had that video camera running. Full moon. And this works really well. And it has notifications. You can set it up. $119, but it is meant to go out in the weather. So it's a great way. It has, and actually what alerted me was I had on my phone, I was sitting there and my phone, I had it in sleep mode. And all of a sudden I was getting these push notifications saying person lingering.
I said, I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah. The camera was just hanging around. It was just doing its thing. And so it was sitting there going, hey, there's somebody standing around outside. That was on the back of my shop where that was. So for me, somebody hanging around the back of my shop is who's trying to break in the glass door in the back, right? Oh no, fools. I'm 4 hours away from home. So I'm out. And sure enough, yeah, there was somebody using my hot tub. But this is a great way to do that. If you want to keep track of stuff going outside, you can watch animals, the deer, the elk, the raccoons, the mice, whatever you're trying to check out there. It's really a smart way to go. And I think it's a really good buy for what that is. And
yeah, it's super cheap. And having those notifications is super handy and important, as proven in your case.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, works through HomeKit, secure video. There's a couple different ways you can do this, which I like. So they make this camera with kind of two options if you go down. And it's just a really good way to go. I think it's one of those things that when you start looking at these, it used to be very expensive to do this. And now you could put a couple of these cameras around and it's super cheap. And they've got a couple different configurations. So make sure you look to make sure that you've got the right one for what you're doing. But I tell you what, they've got Wi-Fi versions. And so then they've got the PoIe support as well. So you can go a couple different ways with it. But I tell you what, it's a great gift. And especially if you got kids moving out and you want to do some secure stuff. And I think it's first-time homeowner. Great stuff to have. All right, Johnny, let's run out to break real quick. I have got some serious big savings here. We're taking like hundreds of dollars off for pretty inexpensive stuff coming up, which is going to be super cool. We'll talk about that just as soon as Around the House returns. Don't change that dial.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed. Hey, it's producer Jim here, and Eric G has no idea I'm doing this. When you sign up for the Around the House Insider, you're not just getting early access to the weekend show, exclusive extended episodes, the full back catalog, and a direct line to Eric himself. I'm throwing in two Around the House stickers on me just for signing up. But don't wait. This is only while supplies last. It's just $4 a month. Head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com or click the link in the show notes. Shush. Don't tell Eric.
To the Around the House Show, your trusted source for home improvement information. And I'm Eric G. Johnny Dudley and I are sitting here talking about some of our favorite things that we're finding here on a deep dive of Amazon for those Black Friday sales, holiday gifts, whatever you're looking for. It's a great time to buy tools and things for around the house because sometimes that they just give these things out way cheaper than what you would normally see any time of the year. And before we get into the list, John, I do want to thank one special station on our radio network because this is our last weekend on AM 860 The Answer Portland, our hometown station here in Portland, KPAM, and our friends over there. And I just want to say thank you to them. We are actually returning to where Around the House was originated from 37 years ago, which is over on 101 KXL in Portland, and we are changing back over to that, and we're going back home. But there has been a number of years now that Salem Media and 860 The Answer Portland has really helped us out when KXL was going through its struggles with Alpha Media and their bankruptcy. All of us weekend hosts one weekend or one Friday got the boot, and KXL came in and things happen. This is radio. We went over to KPAM, and those guys really helped us out over the last, 7-8 years, however long it's been. And my thanks to all the amazing people over at Salem Media for helping us through over there. And we are now changing back over to the OG station from 10 to noon on Saturdays on KXL in Portland, Oregon. Much bigger footprint. So you guys out at the coast, out in the Dells that were having sometimes a problem on AM getting us, now you can get us on FM or just the podcast. So we'll be coming back over there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Wanted to touch on that one because my sincerest thank you to Chris Kelly and all the people over there that I've been working with over the years at Salem Media. They've been great. Johnny, let's talk about the list. You need this.
List.
You need this one. This next one has got your name written all over it.
Dude, I want it, actually. Okay, 54% off. That's about as good as it's going to get.
Yeah.
I'm always striving to be off-grid and self-sufficient deep cell battery guy. Just leave me alone. And I'm thinking, with two of these, I could probably still record music and keep a light on for the dogs, and that's really all I need. I cook with gas. Come on.
Yeah. So look it up. This is made by our friend Jackery.
I love that it comes with the panel.
Yeah. So this is a Jackery solar generator, 1000 version, 1000 watt, basically. It's a solar generator model 1000 version 2, with 200 watt solar panel. And then it has a 1,070 watt hour portable power station with the Life PO4 battery, 1,500 watt AC, 100 watt USB-C output, 1 hour fast charge for outdoor off-grid living, RV or emergency, 54% off for $599, regularly $1,300.
Dude. Yeah, that's a steal, man.
So it's all you need. It's got the solar panel that folds up into its own little case. And then you've got this power station here that takes, you can plug in three different 110 outlets into it on the AC side. If you want to go DC and just run everything off of USB-C or USB-A, you can do that as well. But these things are so cool. I have a version of this myself. I got to get back from my kid, actually. Great backup power.
You know it's cool when the kid steals it.
Well, she loves taking it for big concerts and stuff because when they're camping.
Yeah, of course. Hell yeah. You can plug a blender into that.
Absolutely. Margarita day. See, you're all good. But what a deal for $599.
No, that's slick.
Yeah. So if you want to find out more about this thing, guys, just head over to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com. We'll have the list over there so you can, with links and all that stuff, so you don't have to worry about trying to write it down. Now, the next one here, that one's a really good deal with that kind of money off of it. The next one here, I think, is really important, especially if you've got that contractor. And I'm going to share this one with you here, Johnny, because this is funny. This is one of those ones, the contractor that never shows up at the job site that you're like, hey, why aren't they here? It's either two things. They had a flat tire or they couldn't jumpstart their vehicle. So this is one of those handheld batteries that's the car jump starter. So it's a 4,000 amp jump starter battery pack that'll work up to an 8 liter gas and 7 liter diesel engine.
Wow, man, that's so slick. Look at that.
So all you do is just plug it in the wall, charge it up, and then you just come over, set it right on there, and give it a second. It'll tell you when to go, and you can charge your phone and any other thing off of it. But man, I tell you what, these can be a lifesaver when you're having electrical issues or you got that car that's just a little pesky and doesn't want to start, and especially in the cold. I think it's a great thing. This is a great tool to put in somebody's their go bag or their winter weather driving bag. Or I have one of these like this in my bag that I keep in my truck. That's just that emergency kit with the first aid kit and some of the stuff in there. So
you've known me for a lot of years, Dave. Some of the cars I've owned, 67 Volkswagen buses, things like that. You know what it's like to have to wake up a freaking roommate at 5 a.m. and go, dude, I need a jump. Sorry.
Exactly. And $40, $40.58, 57% off.
Yeah, I wish I would have had one of those pretty much my entire life.
Dude, I got one literally in my toolbox in the truck because it's just so nice to have. And if somebody else needs a jump and you're by them, you don't have to get your car jammed in there. Oh, no.
Yeah, let me get the cables.
The cables aren't long enough.
No, that's super slick, man. Took us long enough to come up with that one.
Yeah, and come on, $40? Jeez.
No.
What's a tow truck going to cost you to come out and jump it over that?
I was just going
to
say, if that saves your butt one time, dude, you've doubled your money.
It's 4,000 amps. There's plenty of power in that.
Yeah. If it saves you an hour trying to track down a jump start or the embarrassment of asking somebody. Man, I used to be really shy about that in the parking lot or something. Like, oh, man, I don't want to bug somebody for a jump. Yeah.
No. And
for $40, handy. In my back seat,
Yeah. And by the way, it's going to save you an hour and a half because I don't care if you're calling AAA, a tow truck, whatever else. It's 90 minutes for somebody to get to you.
Yeah.
No matter where you are.
Yeah, no, that's almost as good as new socks. This one here. Hey, that's my favorite on the list right there.
All right. There we go. $40. Easy peasy. All right.
And now you know what I want.
Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, the next one here, I think is equally fun. This one might be a good one for you. All right. You ready for this one, Johnny? Here we go.
Everything to do with power is a good one for me, it would seem.
This is going to get better. Check out these Bose Comfort earbuds, Quiet Comfort earbuds.
I don't want to talk about this one. I've got mine in right now, and I paid $400 for mine, so I'm a little irked by this $129 bit. And mine are 3 years old. I'm like,
So these are the Bose Quiet Comfort earbuds, true wireless Bluetooth earbuds with active noise cancellation and mic, USB-C charging, IPX4 rating. So if you drop them in the toilet, they're good for a minute.
Which I've done more than twice.
Absolutely. Aiden, who hasn't? Who hasn't?
I'm serious. I've done like more than twice. I've dropped mine in the toilet. They're still working after 3.5 years. And I will tell you, these things are magical. Like the first time I put them in, felt like somebody put a vacuum in my ear. I tested them out in a club with a booming DJ going. I was like, oh my Lord, I had no idea this was possible.
Yeah.
It just goes silent like a library in your head. You're like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. No,
they're amazing. For $129, I'll buy 2 pair because my dog always likes to eat 1 pair.
Of course. Yeah. 28% off regular $179 at the Bose store here on Amazon. That is killer.
Yeah, no, those are amazing.
Different colors. If you want the black ones, these are the blue ones. They have pink. They got white, whatever you want.
And if you get those for anybody on your list, you're getting a giant hug because they're awesome. I get a little crackle in mine once in a while, but I think it's just because they're old.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
a couple visits in the toilet.
Not too.
And then 90 times I've dropped the case on the floor and they bounce across the room.
Brutal.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at breaking stuff. I fixed my phone screen the other day for the 17th time and cracked it in 2 days again. I'm just hard on stuff.
Now, you and I both. Hey, when we come back here, Johnny, let's run out to break. We've run over. We'll talk about the last bits on the list. And of course, maybe the presents you might not want to get, family members. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at summittrailermfg.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at summittrailermfg.com.
Hey, contractors, remodelers, designers, and construction pros. Producer Jim here, pumped to announce the Around the House Pro Insider podcast is back after a 10-month break. Yep, we were recharging, but now we're ready to supercharge your business. Get expert insights, growth strategies, and a few chuckles to elevate your game. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss out, or I'll show up to reorganize your job site. Around the House Pro Insider. We're back, better than ever. Catch the show on your favorite podcast player.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for home improvement information. If you're just joining us, Johnny Dudley and I have been sitting here talking about really cool Black Friday sales, gift ideas, that kind of stuff for people out there. If you're out shopping this weekend, we got one here. And when we're going out to break, we were talking about how those mobile jump starters can really save your behind, right? When you need to, especially if it's cold outside, that battery just didn't work as good as it did when it was 40 and now it's 20 and it's not getting. But I think I've got the best gift here if you didn't do the jumpstart right, Johnny. I can see this. So, Johnny, you're not paying attention to the instructions. You pull the leads off the jump starter, you put it in your pocket, 4,000 amps of power crack off in your back, and this next gift is ready for you. The Cardiomobile 1 lead personal EKG monitor.
It's only going to tell me I'm in trouble. Then I got to use the jump starter to get myself back up off the ground.
Well, wait a minute. The jump starter is not a defib device. You don't just put
it on. Are you sure? Have you tried it?
Not yet. But I think.
Where's Steve-O when you need him? He'll give it a whirl.
Oh, brutal. But the CardioMobile One Lead Personal EKG Monitor, basically what this is, it's a medical device you can get for $67. You can literally put your thumbs on this thing or your fingers on this thing, and it will give you a medical EKG, one lead EKG from home. So I think it's a really good first aid thing. If you're a workout person or you are sitting there, you know, maybe people in your house, could be a good thing to have just charged up ready in your go bag. But I think it'll detect AFib and other common arrhythmias from home. So if you're having, wow, my heart's not feeling right, open the app up, touch your fingers on this, records it, and it'll tell you what's going on.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Basically, you just throw it on the countertop, it shows here, and you just put your two fingers on it, hold it down, it'll run that, and then you'll see. And you know, you hear it on the radio all the time for $79 or $99. They got it on here for $67, which is pretty cool. So, you know, why not?
My mom, ever since COVID, has gotten some weird heart stuff, man. And that'd actually be really slick for her. I would be too scared. I'd never use it.
Yeah. You don't want to know, though, brother. I know you
don't want to know, dude.
But it's FDA cleared. So this is not some like little snake oil kit. This is actually the real deal.
Yeah, for real. That would be great for my mom. She's gone to the doctor a couple of times thinking she's having heart attacks over the last couple of years just because she got COVID so severely.
Yeah.
And it did affect it. It did affect her heart. And they had some concerns, but this could have saved her a couple of trips. That would have been super handy. What a great idea.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've heard it on the radio be advertised. And when I was doing my deep dive, I went, hey, that's a cool one. That's a cool one. Yeah. So I like
actually.
Go ahead.
We just went to the emergency room the other day. Cat was walking down the street and was like, got dizzy and felt weird. And I got her straight in the taxi. We went to the hospital, but like it was that. She's like, heart feels weird. I feel dizzy. That would have been super handy. $67 instead of, well, doctors are cheap down here, but
I was going to say,
you're $1,500 in just to go get that hooked up in the doctor. So spend $67 and save yourself the trip.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely cheaper than your copay is probably going to be for most people out there. For most people. Johnny, I want to hear your list here. What do you have for maybe, or experience? What do you say people should maybe think about maybe not getting family members or loved ones for the holidays?
I will tell you a quick childhood trauma that I survived and learned from. It put a great impression on me. My grandpa, one year, well, my grandma and grandpa were like this, but my grandma probably all year heckling the poor dude. I want a new vacuum. I need a new vacuum. I need a new vacuum. Grandpa thinks, hey, what a great idea. She's going to love this new vacuum. It's got every contraption and every magic switch you could imagine. This is 1975, mind you, so it's
the vacuum trap. Go ahead.
And my grandma cried and didn't speak to him for 3 days. So don't get your wife a vacuum. It will not go over well, no matter how much she wants a new vacuum. That is not a Christmas present. That is a mandatory obligation that you as a man need to purchase for the household, not for Christmas.
It's like getting the guy a lawnmower. The guy goes, it's a lawnmower. Yeah,
thanks. Is that a hint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vacuum. Same thing. I get that. That's just it's not a tool for the collection.
Yeah, no. It's not cool and neat.
Got her laundry.
It's not sexy.
Yeah, I mean, it's the. Even then, there was plenty of sexist back notes on that that could be offense to. Even 40 years ago, 50 years ago. So I get that. I think the other trap is, and you and I have talked about this before, we're not going to get each other gifts this year.
The no gift mind read that you're supposed to pull off. Dude, I legit don't do it. Okay, no gifts. Cool. And then you're in trouble, and I'm okay with being in trouble. Dude, you said no gifts. I don't know how to read your mind. Forget it. No gifts is no gifts in my book.
Yeah.
And that's the whole family. That's not just like your gal or your wife.
Yeah.
The whole family pulls that trip, right? And then there's always the uncle that shows up with a little something for everybody so you feel like a big jerk. Hey, you said no gifts. What? Oh, but yeah.
Yeah, and the problem is as families get bigger.
Yeah, it's crazy. You can't get everybody a gift, even if it's $5. Suddenly it's...
You got $100 going. Yeah.
$200. You're like, come on.
It's crazy, man. You're sitting there. And again, the white elephant can be fun when everybody gets together. That can be kind of fun. There's always that person that breaks the rules. Okay, we're going to keep it under 35 and someone's got $100 something in there.
Right. Somebody buys a trip to Bora. You're like, oh, thanks, dude. Now everyone's a jerk but you.
Yeah, absolutely. We had rules.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. And again, be very careful. I think for many people, the more personalized, the more intuitive, like, gift you can get. Now, not just the gift card. A gift card's an easy way, especially if they're out of town. And like, for instance, my son and his wife, I'm much more likely to get them a gift card because, one, if I buy them something, they're 4 states away. And I haven't been to his shop to see what's in his garage. I want to ask and or get involved. So sometimes the gift cards can work. But really, if you really want to be thoughtful, think about it. Think about something that makes their day better without having to buy them a tool to do. You don't want to get them a toilet scrub brush or something like that. That's.
Yeah, I could go on a whole rant, Eric, but I won't. I will say that I got way better at feeling no guilt over not buying something for somebody if I didn't see something and think of them. I didn't go out and buy 5 pounds of coffee and 5 coffee mugs for everybody in the family that day when you go to the Christmas party because we don't need it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I wanted to do something like that, go buy somebody lunch who hasn't eaten in 2 days. Like, I'm not, you and me, we don't need anything. My family, we don't want for anything. And we go around wasting hundreds of dollars on silly, petty stuff that, oh, another Starbucks mug that I break within 3 months or sits in a box in the garage for 3 years. One of the two. It's wasteful.
Well, so here's my hot take, Johnny, before we go out. And this is like on Father's Day and the same thing for dear old dad or even dear old mom. If they are a Milwaukee or a DeWalt or what name that, if they're a tool person that takes their tools seriously, please do not go down to the discount store and buy the no-name brand of hammer.
Right.
Tape. They're never going to use it. They're going to throw it away. They're now having to keep it because if you come over, they want to see it, let you know that they kept it.
Yeah, the 15-piece screwdriver set that's still sealed and you haven't opened because it's going to break the first time you use it. Yeah.
Go a different direction. If you can't keep up to their level, that's good. Think about something else. Maybe get some...
But there's a gift card idea, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I may love tools. Here's Home Depot gift card because I can't afford a whole table saw, but... Here's $50 towards your table saw.
Or go buy a new blade for the one you got or whatever that is.
There you go.
Let's not, the last thing we need is more clutter and crap out there.
Crappy tools.
You can get something. Yeah. Went it out some nice warm socks. I don't know.
Socks are my favorite still. Mom gets them for me every year. My favorite present every year, socks.
There we go. That's it right there. Johnny, we have run out of time for this hour, but good news, all you out there on the radio, if you're carrying number two, you can catch us there. And if not, just bump ahead to the next podcast because we'll be hiding there. I'm Eric G. And for Johnny D, you've been listening to Around the House, and get out there on that Black Friday shopping.
Thanks for checking out the Around the House show. The full episode is up on your favorite podcast player or on YouTube. Just search Around the House show and help us out and subscribe. We love hearing from you. So send us your questions, comments, or ideas for future topics. Want to be part of our live show? Reach out about joining our streamed and recorded episodes in the coming months. Connect with us at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Your support keeps us going, so thank you for listening, and we'll catch you after this break from our sponsors. Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.